This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has resigned citing health reasons. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu, Mr. Dhankar said that to prioritize health care and abide by medical advice, he has resigned as the Vice President of India, effective immediately. He expressed his gratitude to the President for her unwavering support during his tenure. Mr. Dhankar also expressed his deep gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the esteemed Council of Ministers. He said Prime Minister's cooperation and support have been invaluable and he has learnt much during his time in office. He said the warmth, trust and affection he has received from all the members of Parliament would ever be cherished at and embedded in my memory. Mr. Dhankar said he is deeply thankful for the invaluable experiences and insights he gained as Vice President in this great democracy. Mr. Dhankar said that it has been a privilege and satisfaction to witness and partake in India's remarkable economic progress and unprecedented exponential development during this significant period. He said serving in this transformative era of this nation's history has been a true honour. The monsoon session of Parliament began on a stormy note, with both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witnessing adjournments amid ruckus by the opposition parties over various issues, including demand for immediate discussion on Pehelgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Later, both the houses were adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, a meeting of Business Advisory Committee of Parliament was held by Parliament House, in which it was decided to discuss Operation Sindoor in the Lok Sabha, which was launched by the armed forces in response to the Pehelgam terror attack. The meeting held at Parliament House has allocated 16 hours for the debate in the Lok Sabha over this matter. Besides, 12 hours have been allocated in the lower house for the discussion on the Income Tax Bill 2025 and 9 hours for the debate over it in the Rajya Sabha. On the other hand, several members of Parliament submitted a memorandum to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to remove Justice Yashwant Verma. A total of 145 Lok Sabha members have signed the impeachment motion against Justice Verma under Articles 124, 217 and 218 of the Constitution. Parliament will inquire into the matter related to the recovery of cash as the residence of Justice Yashwant Verma. In Rajya Sabha, during the proceedings, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said that he has received a motion for removal of Justice Yashwant Verma, which has been signed by more than 50 members of the upper house.
On an earlier occasion, that if the requisite number of members who verify their signatures and the number goes above 50 or more, I would proceed and deal with the issue of a signature that has been twice there and not owned by the member in a different manner.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed hope that the monsoon session, which began yesterday, will be productive and filled with enriching discussions which will strengthen the country's democracy. Mr. Modi was addressing the media outside Parliament yesterday. Before the beginning of the session, Prime Minister said, "The session stands as a proud moment for the nation, a true celebration of country's collective achievements." He added that the world witnessed the strength of India's military power during Operation Sindoor. Parliament has passed the bills of lading Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The Lok Sabha had already passed the legislation in March this year. It aims to update and simplify the legal framework for shipping documents. It will replace the Indian Bills of Lading Act 1856. The Maharashtra government is considering challenging the Bombay High Court's decision to acquit all 12 accused in the 2006 Mumbai train blast case. Speaking to reporters, State Minister Chandrasekhar Bavankule said the government will first study the court's order and assess its legal merits before deciding on the next step. The High Court yesterday overturned the 2015 conviction, stating that the prosecution failed to prove the charges. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the NISAR Earth Observation Satellite, developed jointly with American space agency NASA, on the 30th of this month at 1740 hours from Sriharikota. GSLV F-16 heavy lift rocket will place the satellite into a 743 kilometers sun-synchronous orbit. The NISAR satellite will scan the entire globe every 12 days and provide high-resolution all-weather day and night data. And that is the end of this news bulletin.